Most kids are back in school by now, and that means their outdoor playtime is dramatically reduced. Well, that assumes, of course, that children actually spend time outside playing and exploring nature. Data suggests otherwise, however, but organizations such as the Urban Ecology Center, or the UEC, are out to change that. Its centers, one east of the Milwaukee River off Locust Street, another in Washington Park, and a third most recently opened in the Menominee Valley, work with neighborhood schools to help connect kids to the urban, natural world. Using its newest center in the Menominee Valley as a tool, UEC carried out a study to quantify the benefits of spending time outside. Director of Education Beth Heller met WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz outside the center. They were there along with study collaborator Kirsten Beyer of the Medical College of Wisconsin. On hand as well was Dr. Cheryl Charles, the co-founder of an international initiative called Children and Nature Network. The conversation began with the nuts and bolts of the Milwaukee study and UEC's Beth Heller explaining why it was titled More Than a Pretty Place.
Parks are more than just pretty. They're an integral part of our community, and the benefits that it brings is good for families and good for kids. It's not just about having a pretty scene to look over. It's much more than that. So the research study evolved because we had a really unique opportunity at the Menominee Valley branch of the Urban Ecology Center.
Because it wasn't here yet.
It was not yet here, yes. So it was a time when we were getting ready to open our center, and we were getting ready to open the park. And so we were able to go into the schools before students ever had a chance to come in on any of our field trips and connect to nature that way. We were able to survey them and then bring them out for the first time ever to the center to one or two field trips or three. And out into the park for the first time ever because of the connectivity that we've been able to create here between the neighborhood and the river and the green space along the river. So it was a very rare and unique chance to get some really solid information about the impact of programs like our Neighborhood Environmental Education Project. So with the completion of the building, I think, was June of 2012. And we opened, I think it was like September 7th or September 9th, just right at the beginning of the school year for the school program.
Kirsten, talk about the tools. She's the investigator.
Mm-hmm. Principal investigator.
Principal investigator. Yes. I love that title, don't you? Yes. You started with 365 kids, I think I scribbled down.
Yeah. So what we wanted to measure was knowledge and attitudes and about outdoor play in nature. And what we quickly discovered was that there weren't too many measures about that. So, as Beth said, we spent some time developing measures. So we developed an attitudes toward outdoor play scale. And it has two parts, essentially, one about benefits, or the beliefs and benefits of nature and outdoor play in nature, and the other part is about the fears. That took us some effort and some time, and as she said, we were doing that while the building was being built, and then we launched that survey after a couple of pilots to make sure that the instruments were functioning as we expected. We launched that survey right at the beginning of the academic year, right after the center had opened and before the kids had had a chance to go to the center or engage in the programming. So then we did it again in late spring after the students had gone to programming.
So what were the basic findings then of the study?
Well, I will start. The thing that I'm most excited about, and that is that kids get over being afraid of wildlife, of getting dirty, of scary people, and they connect to this place that they used to be afraid of and now they know is a safe place for them to come back and play. And so that is extremely exciting. It kind of, like a lot of research, it was intuitive, but now we have really strong evidence and we have numbers. The other number that I love is the one that shows that kids are three times more likely to come back outside of the school day to come visit us than the kids who never came on a field trip. That's really exciting because that's the core of what the Urban Ecology Center does, is activate nearby urban parks so kids can connect to nature on their own in an unstructured way that we know is so healthy for them.
You're already getting recognition for the study. You mentioned you went to Toronto. How did that happen?
Well, we wanted to share this with the world, right? We wanted to go and find out what was happening in this field in other places in the world as well. We went to two conferences. One was the International Medical Geography Symposium. A lot of folks from Europe and from Africa and from New Zealand. New Zealand has a big presence and a big research effort focused on this outdoor play stuff. And then we went to Toronto to the Global Summit on the Physical Activity of Children. And they had a whole day dedicated to active play. But we didn't see as much research there as we would have hoped about outdoor nature play. And they did these report cards of various nations. I think it was 15 nations were included in this global matrix of physical activity. And for the active play category, only 5 out of the 15 countries was able to actually give themselves a grade on it because of the lack of evidence about active outdoor play. And part of that was the definition of it, the measurement of it, things like that. So we found that we were doing something that needed to be done, which was good for us. And we're excited to do more about it and to see what the benefits are of active outdoor play and what the difference might be if we measure it in different ways.
And I guess the other thing that I would add that I thought was really interesting is that here we are in the United States, a developed country with many assets that communities can use. And in underdeveloped countries, they're facing the same things. They may not have as much infrastructure as we do, but they still have urban parks that people are afraid to go into. And they know that they want to go in and play there, but it's not a comfortable spot for them, or they don't feel comfortable going in. I had a wonderful conversation with somebody from Nairobi who wanted to do what the Urban Ecology Center does in the heart of Nairobi.
So, Cheryl, what are your observations learning about what's going on in Milwaukee?
I've heard about the Urban Ecology Center, but I've never been here before to see firsthand the 3 locations. And I believe there's a story here and lessons learned here that will help people throughout the United States and potentially beyond. Because we're an urbanizing planet, of people. People throughout the world are increasingly living in urban environments. And so this kind of model makes sense beyond Milwaukee.
Talk about your work.
Sure. Well, so I'm with an organization that I founded with the author, Richard Louv, and others called the Children and Nature Network. And it's a nonprofit that really its mission and vision is a world in which all children play, learn, and grow with nature in their everyday lives because it's good for them. But indicators of changes in society in the last 30 or 40 years, children don't play outdoors on their own very much at all. They don't go home after school and play outdoors. They tend to go from an indoor environment at school to an indoor environment at home or even at a neighborhood center, wherever it might be. And so they're not getting that opportunity just to not only feel the fresh air, which is available even in cities where we wish the air quality were good, you can find nature-based environments everywhere.
You mentioned percentage of preschoolers who are in some kind of daycare and how little time the average child gets outside.
That's correct. About 75%, at least is the data I've seen, of children in the United States who are preschoolers, so from 0 to about 5, are in a child care setting. And of those, barely half get outdoors every day. Barely half. And then, not just are they not outdoors, but they're sedentary. Little kids, toddlers, who naturally want to move and all of that kind of thing. They're not having active play. The numbers are showing 97, 98% of their time, they're just not getting that opportunity to play and exercise their bodies. They're pretty sedentary. And then we carry it forward into elementary school. Look at trends where recess has been eliminated. There are a lot of indicators of sedentary, overweight, hooked into electronic media, on average 7.5 hours a week now for 8 to 18-year-olds. So all of those are indicators of change, and it can all be reversed. Let me give you an example. And you see the big equipment, that metal, steel, all that kind of stuff. If that playground, which oftentimes is mowed, happens to have an edge where there are some bushes and a little mud and, things like that, that's where the kids want to go. They're not going to be on the equipment. They get tired of it. It doesn't change. But the natural world changes all the time. You find an insect, you see what's in the mud, you see what's growing, you pull apart a dandelion. There are things you can learn all the time. That stimulates a child's creativity. And experiences of that over time enhances a child's confidence. And if they're outdoors, they learn how to negotiate risk. And if they're playing with other kids, they negotiate rules, for play. And if they're all the time sedentary and looking at a screen and not interacting with other kids, they miss those opportunities.
Beth, what are you dying to add?
I think that what I would add is this is a tremendously exciting time. We've been working really hard for 2.5 years to really build up strong evidence of the value of connecting kids to nature. And it's we're part of a global issue here in Milwaukee, and I hope that other cities and other communities will embrace and understand the critical element of connecting kids to nature throughout their childhood.
I agree with Beth. I think that the most exciting thing for me is the connection to the global issue, the worldwide global issue. And what Dr. Charles has said here is that there's a trend. It's a clear trend, and that kids are not playing outside as much as they used to. But it's due to things that we've done. You know, it's due to things that have been introduced by society, by parents, by whoever, and therefore can be reversed in some way. There's something that we can do to reverse it. And the consequences of that could be wonderful for mental health, but also for cardiovascular disease, for cancer, for all sorts of other illnesses and ailments that we deal with as a society. So I think it's a global issue, and it's a big deal.
Kirsten Beyer is assistant professor in the Division of Epidemiology at the Medical College of Wisconsin. She collaborated with Urban Ecology Center's Senior Director of Education, Beth Heller, on the More Than a Pretty Place study. You'll find more about that study on our website, as well as links to the work of Dr. Cheryl Charles of the Children and Nature Network. It's all on WUWM.com.